My name is Crane Blanchard, and I wrote a book on prayer. The title is Prayer, God's Most Valuable Tool. I'm going to read excerpts from the book in each podcast. I believe it's time for people to begin praying and learning about God. This is Part 7, Chapter 2, A Life of Prayer. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6, verses 11 and 12. When we begin to pray, God says to pray according to His will, 1 John 5, 14 and 15. Remember, we are bringing God's will from heaven to earth. God's will is a two-edged sword able to divide asunder both soul and spirit, Hebrews 4:12. Prayer is to be according to God's word. This will bring about the change God is looking for. That change is for us and the person that you are praying for. God also says that if you need healing, pray for someone else. God will heal you, James 5:14-20. So prayer is that two-edged sword working both ways for us. Don't be tempted to think that just because God has given you miracles that it is anything to do with you. God doesn't share His glory with anyone. His power will flow through you if you're willing. But it is God who has the power and uses it to change circumstances on earth. I know that it is a great temptation to believe that the glory is ours and will lead people to pride. But remember what God says about pride. It goes before the fall of man. Proverbs 16:18. When we pray, we begin to know God. 1 Corinthians 2:2. As we continue, prayer becomes our life. Talking to God is what He has wanted for us from the beginning. Fellowship with God is the life He has chosen for us. When you stand in the presence of God, everything you know or have learned will come into question. God will shine His light on us, and we will see what is there in our hearts. There is no hiding from the light of God. If there's sin, you must see what is there to get rid of it. It may be painful, but it is the only way to progress. The only truth will stand, only truth will stand before God. When the Israelites came to Mount Sinai to meet God, they were afraid of dying. They were partially right. We must die to ourselves to enter the presence of God, Galatians 2:2. It is a process that everyone must go through. When Jesus ascended into heaven, He told the apostles, "Greater things shall you do because I go to my Father," John 14:12. To do greater things than Jesus seems unreal, yet God has shown us how to achieve this goal. You see, Jesus prayed each time, and God would perform a miracle. He showed the apostles how to pray and work miracles, Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. Jesus was the example for us to follow. Jesus prayed, and God responded. So we can pray knowing that God will respond to our prayer. God arranged all of this. He showed us what His will is, prayer. This is what makes prayer God's most valuable tool. You've just heard Part 7 of Chapter 2, A Life of Prayer. Please stay tuned for the next part of prayer, God's most valuable tool. This is Crane Blanchard at Joseph 1637, praying that you have a blessed day.